Airwalking is the name given to the skateboarding move where the skater takes off from a ramp, slips his board out from under his feet, and then takes one or two long, exaggerated strides in the air before landing. It's a classic stunt, a staple of traditional skateboarding, which is why when two entrepreneurs decided to start an athletic shoe manufacturer aimed at hardcore skateboarders in the mid-1980s, they called the company Airwalk. Airwalk was based outside of San Diego and rooted in the teenage beach and skate culture of the region. In the beginning, the firm made a canvas shoe in wild colors and prints that became a kind of alternative fashion statement. They also made a technical skate shoe in suede, with a thick sole and heavily cushioned upper that was so badly made, at least at first, that it was almost as stiff as the skateboard itself. But the skaters became so devoted to the product that they would wash the shoes over and over again and then drive over them in cars to break them in. Airwalk was cool. They sponsored professional skateboarders and developed a cult following at the skate events, and after a few years had built up a comfortable $13 million a year business. Companies can continue at that level indefinitely, in a state of low-level equilibrium, serving a small but loyal audience. But Airwalk wanted more. They wanted to build themselves into an international brand. And so in the early 1990s, they changed course. They reorganized their business operations. They redesigned their shoes. They expanded their focus to include not just skateboarding, but also surfing, snowboarding, mountain biking, and BMX bicycle racing, sponsoring riders in all of those sports, and making Airwalk synonymous with the active, alternative lifestyle. They embarked on an aggressive grassroots campaign to meet the buyers for youth-oriented shoe stores. They convinced Foot Locker to try them out on an experimental basis. They worked to get alternative rock bands to wear their shoes on stage, and, perhaps most importantly, they decided to hire a small advertising agency named Lambesis to rethink their marketing campaign. Under the direction of Lambesis, Airwalk exploded. In 1993, they had been a $60 million company. In 1994, they had sales of $44 million. In 1995, they jumped to $150 million. And the year after that, they had $175 million. At their peak, Airwalk was ranked by one major marketing company as the 13th coolest brand among teenagers in the world, and the number 3 footwear brand behind Nike and Adidas. Somehow, within the space of a year or two, Airwalk was jolted out of its quiet equilibrium on the beaches of Southern California. In the mid-1990s, Airwalk tipped. Why did Airwalk tip? The short answer is that Lambesis came up with an inspired advertising campaign. At the start, working with only a small budget, the creative director of Lambesis, Chad Farmer, came up with a series of dramatic images. Single photographs showing the Airwalk user relating to his shoes in some weird way. In one, a young man is wearing an Airwalk shoe on his head, with the laces hanging down like braids, as his laces are being cut by a barber. In another, a leather-clad girl is holding up a shiny vinyl Airwalk shoe like a mirror and using it to apply lipstick. The ads were put on billboards and in wild postings on construction site walls and in alternative magazines. As Airwalk grew, Lambesis went into television. In one of the early Airwalk commercials, the camera pans across a bedroom floor littered with discarded clothing. It then settles under the bed as the air is filled with grunting and puffing and noise of the bedsprings going up and down. Finally, the camera comes out from under the bed and we see a young, slightly dazed-looking youth holding an Airwalk shoe in his hand, jumping up and down on his bed as he tries unsuccessfully to kill a spider on the ceiling. The ads were entirely visual, designed to appeal to youth all over the world. They had a specific sensibility. They all featured a truculent, slightly geeky anti-hero. And they were funny in a sophisticated way. This was great advertising. And in the years since the first Airwalk ads appeared, the look and feel of that campaign has been copied again and again by other companies trying to capture the cool sensibility. The strength of the Lambesis campaign was in more than the look of their work, though. Airwalk tipped because its advertising was founded very explicitly on the principles of epidemic transmission.